strategic, invisible monitoring, round-the-clock security. The idea of something being watched 24 hours makes these images unlike any others.
Sagers of the City Mind Project, which is a collective of artists, activists, designers and architects.
So City Mind is a collective that does urban interventions, meaning we create art in public spaces but also help other people create their work in public spaces, and through that bring people together around issues of culture, democracy and citizenship. We have been doing that in the last 7 years. We started off in Brussels, and in the year 2000-2001 we realized that a lot of our work is informed by what happens in other cities but has great difficulty with tying into those international networks, because once you connect to those international networks you tend to lose your roots, your grassroots. So what we decided in 2001 is create reinvent City Mind in two other cities, so in Barcelona and in London, and from there work with the local people on both local projects but also tie them together internationally, so back to Brussels, to Barcelona, for London.
Where did your project start exactly?
It comes from an artist and activist background, so we started doing actions about 9 years ago, and then 2 years later we created a structure to give a bit shape to our work.
Was there any particular political event that made you start thinking about making actions?
It was mainly about cities and cities' public spaces. At the time, in the mid to late 90s, Brussels was losing a lot of its population and becoming a very poor centre. So we decided to do things that would make people interested in cities again. So we have a very urban agenda. We worked around the European institutions that at the time were pushing away the population of a rather popular area in Brussels, and we wanted to show that we could that people could still live in that area despite the European Commission, European Council and European Parliament taking over a lot of the space. So what we did is we put on a circus tent and lived in it for 10 days, and we invited the local people to come and give us their experience of their local area, but also we invited up to European commissioners. So the European commissioner responsible for the institutions and the built environment came over and defended his case.
Were the local community very angry with the European commissioner?
It started off very angry, but then we managed to create some sort of dialogue, so that was a good result. We also asked local people to give their view in a model, a large-scale model of the area, so they talking became very concrete on what is next, and it's still going on.
And right now your project is working in London, in Brent at Wembley. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
What we're doing in Brent is build the ping pong project. That is, we are connecting with plastic tubes one central public space to a number of semi-public spaces. And there are places where people meet, and they often go to, from schools to factories, pubs, libraries, railway stations. And we want to connect those places to use them as a communication system, but not a traditional communication system, but a rather playful one, by giving people ping pong balls and ask them to give to express their ideas or just be creative with ping pong balls.
Probably need to clarify that bit. The plastic tubes are based on?
the plastic cubes will be hanging in the air. And the whole concept is based on the idea of pneumatic capsule pipelines, which was a system people might still remember from shops where they were used to evacuate money from behind counters. And they are the things when you open them up, they suck, and then they take away the money or bring a canister with money back. So that's where we inspired ourselves on. But it will be the first time that it will be built visible on the scale of a neighborhood.
What do people do with the ping pong balls?
Various things, because it's from small children, 5 years old, up to people who work in the factory, people who just pass by in the railway station and have 2 minutes. So we're going to ask them to either just put their name on it and take part in the project like that, or go one step further, give an opinion on the local area, up to the point that if they really have something to say, the ping pong ball is only a start for a bigger dialogue, hopefully.
So people write things on the ping pong balls?
Yeah, or put their company stamp on it, or children can, do what they want with it.
Where will all these messages go? Will you display the messages?
Yes, they will be collected in that central public space, so the collection, the system will run for 3 days, and on the third day we will invite everybody who put his name on it or was involved in any way in the project to the central public space. We'll have a big party, and we'll use the ping pong balls as our cold fireworks, so we'll shoot them in the air, have a firework the whole day. We'll collect them in the evening, and then Brand Council will find ways of displaying them in the following weeks.
When is all this going to take place?
In September 2005.
And if people want to get involved in the project, how can they do that?
In various ways. They can surf to www.citymind.org, or they will probably see us in Brand Council, where we will start poster campaigns very soon, and to invite people to take part in local meetings to start off the project.
The project came as part of the Wembley development.
Not really. It came as an alternative to the Wembley development, because the Wembley development is taking a lot of space, both visible and social space. So what we thought is this area is living literally in the shades of this development, and it deserves its own image and identity. So we came up with a grassroots image instead of the large development, and we hope people will take ownership of this project and call it their project in their area.
How did you work in Belfast?
We were invited to work in Belfast by the British Council, actually, who liked the project we did in Brussels very much. The project in Brussels was called Limit Limit. The idea was to use a derelict corner in a poor area of Brussels to create a space for the people of that area, but also create a completely new image for that area. So with a Belgian architect called Chris Rossert, we designed a building that was 9 meters high, that was very small in footprint, but that became an image for the area, a symbol of change. So that happened in 99. We finished the building in 99. It was supposed to be there for 9 months, and it was there for almost four years. And then the building had to be taken down because it was a temporary structure, and it had to make way for the actual building, a brick building, whereas ours was a wooden building clad in PVC. We decided to take our building down and see if we could use that physical structure, 3 tons of wood, to connect to another city. So we proposed that project to the British Council, and they accepted to help us find a local network. So that's how I ended up going to Belfast very often, and create a local network that helped me build this building again, be it in another shape and another direction, but with the same wood and cladding in Belfast now. So it's standing now in the Botanic Gardens of Belfast, where it's used as a performance space, an exhibition space, and a meeting place for people.
You were going to put it somewhere else in Belfast, this building. What happened there?
We thought it was a good idea to tie in with the local development networks. Belfast is currently undergoing an enormous change after the peace agreements. There are enormous investments, yet even in Belfast there are still places waiting to be developed, and we thought it was a good idea to use those to show the people of Belfast that even they themselves on a grassroots level can decide what happens in their space. So we decided to work on a space owned by the biggest, not to say most notorious developer, who allowed us to use the space until we actually started building. So before we started building, he decided that our building would not fit his space, sold his space, and we had to start looking for an alternative. So it was a building looking for a space, which is a very exceptional project in itself.
How did you find the botanical gardens?
It had to be a public space, a space accessible for the very different groups of Belfast. So Belfast has a lot of, let's say, segregated areas that are one community only. So we looked for a space that was neutral, where both communities and different gender and age groups could use it. And the people responsible for Botanic Gardens, the city council, allowed us to use that.
Just come back from Palestine, and one of the things I've noticed since I came back in London is I suddenly became aware of the amount of surveillance cameras all over London, and I suddenly began to think, London looks like a conflict zone, but who are we actually at conflict with? You know, there's walls with razor wire on the top of them, there's surveillance everywhere, there's an incredible air of suspicion. Who is our enemy? And space is a very jealous issue, I think, in London.
I think we are subverting the regulation of space in a sense that, first of all, when I came here from Belgium, not even from Palestine, even to me it's quite surprising the amount of surveillance that is happening here in public space. So I think projects, we do have to take that in account and can't pass by it. Yet space is always regulated in very, very different ways. From the networks that regulate us, take for instance your computer at home is connected to the internet, but depending on the place where you live in the city, your connection is faster or less fast. So companies decide on how your space is regulated and your life. Also institutional networks, governments, who decide which space is valid for development and which space can wait. What we try to do with our project is tie into those networks and shuffle them, basically, see that people who normally find themselves at the bottom all of a sudden see themselves on the top with other people who decide, make decisions on the shaping of space. I hope what our projects do is also give them the capacity to change their space, because through subverting those networks they all of a sudden have the potential and the power to shape the decisions that are made about their space, and I think that can alter their lives quite fundamentally.
Thank you very much. Good luck with the project in Bren. And as Jim said earlier, if you'd like to get involved with the project, check out their website, which is www.citymind.org. And certainly people in North London, go along and play with some ping pong balls. Thanks very much.
You're listening to Indie Media Radio London on Resonance FM 104.4. Bypassing the corporate media machine.